What about the conclusions?
What could you... Yeah. And if we're trying to think about, you know, we're trying to, you know, come up with something that's a bit sort of maybe original, or...
You've got to come up with an argument. I mean, could you drop in, like, endosymbiosis? Perhaps.
Perhaps. What other brainstorming ideas could we come up for the sort of the argument?
Could you kind of, like, demonstrate how important, like, one or two of the mechanisms are by, like, showing what happens, or describing what happens when it's not possible? Like, if there's a... If there's something that, you know, blocks an ATPase or something, and what is the result of that? Or...
Okay, well, I suppose, and so what's the start with sort of... The most start sort of obvious example of that. What inhibits cytochrome oxidase?
Isn't that the potassium cyanide?
So, I mean, if you...
It results in death.
It results in death, so you could say that, well, you know, therefore, it's very essential.
Yeah.
Could you look at how much ATP usage is put into creating gradients by cells? Because it's about 50%, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite high. And you could also perhaps talk about the amount of ATP that you get from mitochondria and chloroplasts versus, as it were, standard metabolism, which again is 80 or 90% that's coming from that. How about thinking about, do all cells have proton gradients?
Yes, for like animal cells, there's a lot more sodium and potassium transport as compared to...
But they've all got proton gradients somewhere, haven't they? And bacterial cells have, fungal cells have. So you could almost argue that they are universal.
Yeah.
Are they quite, though? I think I can think of one cell that hasn't probably got one. Red blood cells.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just have an iron gradient across their membrane. But I don't think they have necessarily... there might be pH regulation going on, but... So universality might be one thing that could be argued, that, you know, they are found in all different cell types. But I mean, something to conclude that is saying, that's drawing it more together rather than I've therefore shown that, which is just, as it were, merely a summary.
Yeah.
Well, the alternative could be that you could say, well, yes, proton gradients are important, but cells have other membrane gradients that also fulfil important functions.
Yeah.
Such as?
The
sodium potassium gradients and so on. So you could talk about nervous function or whatever elsewhere. In fact, it's not really proton gradients particularly important.
Mm-hmm.
So you could either, I think, talk about their importance or situate it into the importance of gradients across membranes.
Yeah.
I mean, not a massive essay, but just showing that...
Just to show you've got an awareness about this stuff.
Yeah, so you're sort of looking at the cell in sort of slightly broader way. Very good. Are we done with that one?